Hello, nerds. This is Jesse from Rock Sugar, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Keep it right here.
Yeah, I need a laugh at the holidays.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is December 12th, 2020, and this is episode 65 of the podcast organization without a cool acronym. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. The only reason why I'm coming to you before this episode, which Peacock Court Michael and I already recorded, is because December 12th is my 12-year anniversary of when I first recorded and released a podcast. Holy shnikes.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. I'd like to think I've improved, but I'm pretty sure I haven't.
No, you've gotten a lot better. I don't think it's just your podcasting that's gotten better. I think your writing style has improved, your speaking style has improved, your editing skills just way better.
That's debatable.
No. I remember those first. I remember that's how we met. I basically contacted you and said you suck.
Pretty much.
And you're like, well, if you thought you could do it better, you come over here and try it. I'm like, I will. And that's how we met.
Yep. But, it's been a fun, interesting 12 years. The GCRN has got some crazy new stuff coming for 2021. It'll be the 12th year of the network. Because this was year 11. Yeah. I don't know. 2020 all runs together, folks. It just does. We've been 2020'd, and it's not cool. All right. Well, without any further ado, here is episode 65 of the podcast organization without a cool acronym.
Women and children in the faint of heart may wish to leave now.
Hello, and welcome to episode 65. Hey, we should be syndicated. Of Palka, brought to you by the GeekCast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike. Joining me, as always, Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Today is the 65th day of summer, and this means it's the day that the GCRN finally gets back to our new new-ish, oldish, whatever cartoon review podcast for 2020. Are you ready to head on into the podcast organization without a cool acronym?
Heck yeah.
Yes, tonight's episode is going to be about 2 hours long because we have like 7 million cartoons to review. There's actually just four. Two full episodes of Phineas and Ferb, four individual cartoons.
You know what, Ferb? This is going to be the most interesting thing we've ever built.
And the tallest.
Yes, and the tallest.
And the heaviest.
Well, we're chatty today, aren't we?
I know, Stace. I can't believe I lost another one. Could it go out of my mind without it?
Candace, I've got something for you.
Stacy, I'm going to have to call you back. My new phone is here. Whee! Gimme, 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 gimme! So, how many apps does it run? Can I play MP3s and send texts to Stacy at the same time? How about... Hey, wait a minute. All this phone does is make phone calls!
Sorry, Candace, you've lost 4 phones in 4 months, so I got you the cheapest replacement I could find. If you lose this one, it's Life Without a Phone for Candace Flynn.
Life Without a Phone for Candace Flynn? But that's me!
First up, we have Candace Disconnected. Candace has no choice but to go to her brother's for help after she loses her phone for the 5th time. Unbeknownst to her...
In five months.
Unbeknownst to her, the phone that they invent for her has a voice-activated phone transfer app that sends her to... wherever, but in this case, Easter Island.
Hey, Phineas! What you doing?
We made Candace the best phone ever! What we've done here is revolutionize modern technology. We put all kinds of cool features on it. My favorite is the voice-activated phone transporter app. Show them, Ferb. You just say the words go to and then specify the name or place you're trying to reach, and the phone will take you there. Allow me to demonstrate. Isabella, would you go stand over there in the driveway, please?
Sure, Phineas.
She's gone. Let's talk about her.
Focus, Buford.
Ready, spaghetti.
Go to Isabella.
Isabella, located.
Hey, Phineas. What you doing?
I'm transporting. Go to garage.
Garage located.
Dang it.
So then Phineas was all like, I'll finish my story later. And that's how it works.
Okay, Phineas. 38 minutes is up.
But Candace, you really should see our interactive tutorial.
The only thing I want to see is you later. What was that?
That was the Rimshot app. Are you sure you don't want to watch the tutorial?
I'm a teenage girl. Nobody has to teach me how to use a cell phone.
Now if you'll excuse me. Me and little Phonesy Wonesy have to make up for lost time. Okay, yeah, we do.
Okay.
Meanwhile, back at Evil Incorporated, Dr. Doofenshmirtz invents a pick-em-up-inator to pick Vanessa up from class, as well as finding sarcastic Normhead, the Normhead prototype that had an affinity for sarcasm and later watching an exercise show with Perry. I don't like original Normhead. He's mean.
I grew tired of him very quickly.
The only time I actually liked him was at the end of the episode. Oh, where's that bird with that rim shot at when you really need him?
I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
The bird had it. How would he be privy to the bird?
I don't... It's a fourth wall thing. Who knows?
I guess, yeah. Didn't like it.
Yeah. But yes, technology, folks. It's a wonderful thing when you have it. And Phineas and Ferb have a, you know, $5,000 cell phone that they've built. Because let's face it, I mean, most phones cost at least a grand nowadays.
Exactly. I mean, you know, every couple of years you got to buy a new iPhone and you're looking at $1,500 for the Pro or the Plus, right? You know, yeah. With the 256 gigs memory and... Yeah, they're expensive as hell. I can't imagine going through five in 5 months. My wife would murder me. She'd be like, you lost what? You're what? Yeah. Did not lose it.
Well, that would be bad. The funny thing is, apparently, you know, Tim Cook and whoever owns Samsung and whatever other phone company or Google... are out there. Apparently nobody has come up with the phone transportinator yet. Because exactly. Phineas and Ferb are the first
ones. It's like Star
Trek. Yeah. It's very, very Star Trek of them.
Just teleport yourself around.
That's right.
That would be kind of cool.
Now the one thing that... one thing when Phineas was like, go to Isabella. Well, shouldn't you say her whole name? Because what if it's a random Isabella? And then he goes, go to garage. Well, whose garage are you going to? I mean, are you going to jump over to the Warner Brothers Warner Tower and, you know, have a garage sale with Wacko, Yakko, and Dot? I don't think so. That is a little vague on the where, other than go to Easter Island or go to Timbuktu.
Well, technically, it could take you to the nearest one.
That's
as
true.
As opposed to,
but...
you know, unless you are more specific.
Yes.
There's only one Easter Island. I mean, there's not a closer Easter Island that you could end up at.
True, but I'm saying, like, the generic ones of go-to garage, like, that could be anybody's garage. That could be, you know, Marty McFly's 1985B garage where the poor little African-American girl in the bed is, like, getting scared and her father's going to come out with a shotgun because Marty doesn't live in that house anymore. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a time travel thing, folks. I don't know. It just... Specificity is key.
Yes. I think I saw that in Last Train to Bustyville.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know, what's funny, though, is if Candace was half as good at busting her brothers as she is at busting her phone, then the series would be really short.
Yes, that's true.
Right. It's funny because her mom's like giving her one last chance to have a phone, one last shot, and she busts the phone.
Yeah. And the delivery driver, where would you like these big heavy things, kid? Oh, put them down over there and run the photo. Like it's a train wreck. Like
just run over it 5 or 6 times.
Yep. It's crazy.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of cell phones in the show. Monogram has a cell phone that he doesn't know how to work.
Q, 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 Q.
Exactly. It's funny because old people don't know how cell phones work.
Coral!
What?
Look, I'm getting messages from some diabolically clever hacker who goes by the sinister initials TTYL.
Sir, that means talk to you later. If you scroll down, you can see that message was from me.
No way. I see. That's, it's very clever. Good morning, Agent P. Beat it, Carl, I'm on. Sources tell us that Doofenshmirtz is ROTFL. We don't know what that means, but it sounds dangerous.
Sir, ROTFL means...
Not now, Carl. I'm briefing Agent P. So get out there and good hunting. Oh, no, Carl, now it just says QQQQQQQ.
It means your thumb is on the Q key, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm an old person, and I know how they work. I mean, I could pretty much make mine do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, but you're not a... You're not a old person of your parents or grandparents or aunt and uncles. Like, you know, my uncle, my aunt, they're like, I don't want whatever. If my grandparents were still alive right now, they'd be like, what's a cell phone?
What's a cell phone?
Let me just dial you on my rotary, please.
I don't want to sell it. I want to buy it. Buy the phone. Yeah.
How can I buy buy and sell a phone?
Exactly. But yeah, Candace is like, I don't need a tutorial. I do what I want. And Willy Wonka's over there going, no, wait, stop.
Yeah.
Because she's going to die. It's pretty obvious she's going to kill herself with this thing.
Surprised she didn't kill herself falling off the top of Easter Island.
How tall do you think Easter Island is?
I don't know. That was a pretty big cliff she fell off of.
I've never been there. I don't know how tall it is.
Thankfully, thankfully she wasn't trying to hunt Pokemon.
Yeah, well, you fall off a cliff hunting the Pokemon.
Yeah, back in 2016, 2017, 4 years ago now, I remember news stories coming out of, like, California where people were hanging off of the cliffs above, like, the I-5 or the 405 or whatever, trying to catch a Pokemon in midair with their phone, and I'm like...
That's crazy.
Okay, you're gonna fall to your death. Bye-bye.
Or you're gonna bust your phone like Candace.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna bust her. Is she wear any better at busting their phone as much as busting her? Anyway, so another thing I liked about this was the dancer size videos.
Yeah,
and they're all dancer sizing. It's very 80s. You remember Richard Simmons?
Oh, of course.
I mean, Doof was totally dressed up like Richard Simmons. He had the headband and the lovely warmers.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Except he didn't have the shirt that said "Sweatin' to the Oldies."
That would be copyright infringement, but I totally saw it there though. I like. I thought it was funny. I mean, there was nothing there for Perry to thwart.
Yeah,
there we go.
No,
that was the word I was looking for. Thwart.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very innocent. But it was funny, though. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked the episode. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was a nice little commentary on cell phones and how some people, you know, upgrade way too soon and that kind of thing and whatever else because they've either lost or broken them or whatever.
I have so many in a drawer.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like the graveyard of cell phones past.
Mm-hmm.
A drawer of old cell phones. What did you think of the Pick-em-up-inator?
I thought that was funny.
Pick-em-up-inator! Mm-hmm. I liked Vanessa got to make an appearance.
Yep.
And she was kidnapped by a rocket helmet.
Yep.
Curse you, unknown rocket helmet transportation thing. Yay! Yeah. But the more important thing here is that it's an invention from Doofenshmirtz that actually works.
Exactly.
How often does that happen? Well, works more than once, rather. You know, usually it works just long enough to show what it does before it's destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, finally, an innator that, you know, he created that it is not a spite, isn't this? It's because he has to pick up his daughter, but he wants to be foiled by Perry the Platypus and... It's just one of those things where, Responsible parenting, time with Nemesis. Responsible parenting, time... The scale is just so heavy on both of these topics.
I don't know. He got her home.
True.
He got her home, and as a special bonus, the rocket space helmet thingy actually saved Candace from Easter Island.
That's true.
And took her to space. Space! She's like, you know, she's just ahead with a rocket. She's a headmaster.
Mm-hmm. I hope Daniel's not inside her head, though.
You saw what I was putting down, and you picked it up.
That's right.
But yeah, not the least bit worried about what they built today, or where it went, or how big it was, or how big the truck was that took it away. If it's the biggest, or the tallest, and the heaviest, then how could it be less tall than the truck?
I don't even, sense. Like, we don't even know what it was, do we?
We don't even know what it was.
Yeah, like, they yeah, pretty much...
Not even worried about it. Don't care. Just, you know. It was a Richard Simmons homage, you know. You don't care about whatever the thing they built was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything else on Candace's disconnection?
Just talking to Ferb. He got like three lines today.
Mm-hmm.
Not even in a row. They were scattered out a little bit, which was cool.
Yep.
Unexpected. Pleasantly surprising.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to head on over to Magic Carpet Ride.
What is it, Dad?
It's the new, digitally remastered third series of Pinhead Pierre. Only the best series ever of my favorite show ever, that's all.
You had us at Come Quick.
Hi, kids! Kids, sometimes when your head is this small, you just want to get away for a bit. You know, escape from all the laughing and pointing. Whenever I feel like that, you know what I do? Magic Carpet Ride! Roll out your official Pinhead Pierre rugs, kids!
Quite hurt! Been at my bedside all these years. Come on, boys. We're about to take off on the ride of a lifetime.
Inspired by Dad's favorite childhood program, the boys decide to create a magic carpet, and Candace is convinced that the fortune cookies will lead her to bust her brothers. Meanwhile, Dr. Doofenshmirtz plans on ruining his brother's art unveiling by using his stain-inator to ruin a mysterious painting. But as it turns out, the painting is Dr. Doofenshmirtz's very own masterpiece that he created when he was a youth back in Gimmelstump.
Oh, man. That description just, like, gives away the ending.
Kind of.
I don't even have to watch it now. Jeez.
Nope, not really.
I already know how it ends.
Yep, pretty much.
I thought that was, like, a twist ending at the end, and they just gave it away.
Yep.
Oh, man. Right.
Obviously, the TV show is reminiscent of, like, Bozo the Clown and that kind of stuff.
Pinhead Pierre?
Yeah.
That was terrifying. I mean, it's clearly John DiMaggio, but it's really creepy to look at. You know, it's... You can practically hear Bender under that New York accent, but it's still very creepy to look at.
Yup.
Bender. Is. You know who it sounded less like Bender and more like the dog from Adventure Time, who I can't remember his name offhand. Finn Jake. Jake. Yeah. Jake the dog from
Adventure. You know what the crazy thing is? Yeah, you know what the crazy thing is? I don't even watch Adventure Time, and I know the dog's name.
I like Adventure Time.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just nothing I've ever actually got into.
How do you know if you like it or not like it if you haven't seen it?
Because I don't want to waste my time on something I potentially might not like.
What's funny is you probably would like it, and then you'd be like, ah, shit, now I got to watch all of it.
You know what's funny
start with episode one.
For the length of my podcasting career, the last 12 years, and people know this, you should know this, most everyone knows this, I have no desire whatsoever to ever see any of the Hobbit movies between Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit or whatever else.
Right,
Lord of the
right.
Rings is now on Hulu, and I pay for Hulu, obviously. I'm still not going to watch that damn movie, because I have this is a tangent right here, folks. When I was 14, my dad brought a copy of the book home, because people leave stuff on motor coaches and stuff, and he used to work for a motor coach company, you know, like the trips to Gatlinburg casinos or whatever in Tennessee or whatever the hell thing.
Yeah. Just so The Hobbit?
Lord of the Rings. Fellowship of the Ring, I should say. The first book, Fellowship of the Ring. Right. If I get it wrong, oh my God, people are going to come out of the woodwork and whatever.
You're going to get angry letters.
Yes, exactly, or whatever.
I'm going to give you a piece of my mind, sir.
Exactly. So I'm reading this book, and I'm 14 at the time. This is 1994. So I'm 14 at the time, and I'm like, I have to read a line in like one of the very first chapters over and over again to understand it. They were celebrating Bilbo's 111st birthday, and I'm like, what the fuck is 111st?
He was 111.
Yeah, he was 111.
Is that not obvious?
No, not to a 14, not to my 14-year-old brain, it was not obvious. And right then and there, I'm like, yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I'm not going to explain the nuances or how the ring gave him longer life or the fact that all of his relatives were pissed off that he hadn't died yet because they wanted to inherit his shit. You know, it's, I'm not going to get into that right now. We're just going to gloss over that and move along.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, you should definitely watch it like Adventure Time. You'd probably like it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think it's absolutely great that they're spending time with their dad, that their dad can go on an adventure with them and they don't get busted because their dad is actually cool.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, why is Lawrence on the magic carpet? How many times has their dad been on adventures with them?
A number of times, and there have also been,
I think, at least once.
At least once. But I know that there have been a number of times where he has been a privy to their adventures, and he hasn't really said anything. Like when they pulled up in the monster truck, Dad, you got a little queen on your face. Crikey, you got a monster truck.
Crikey.
Whatever. I don't know if he actually, you know, he said crikey, but I don't think he said crikey either.
Cough.
But like, you know.
Governor. Yeah.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pip pip cheerio.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we don't. I'm pretty sure they don't. If they do, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for them because I'm the worst podcaster in the history of podcasting.
Well, you know, I just want to go on record saying that a lot of the British voice actors on the show are very good. So
absolutely, they are.
I always like hearing Richard O'Brien. He's just awesome.
Yep. Absolutely. What else did or didn't you like about Magic Carpet Ride?
Maybe if I knew how things were going to turn out, I could plan for that and then do the right stuff. I know. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
You said it, sister. Have a cookie.
I guess it's too much to expect some magic answer to all my problems. Let's see. Somebody close to you will take a trip. Boy, I hope they take me with them.
I'm okay.
That was great. What a dumb coincidence. Let's try another. You'll know the truth when it hits you. Okay, boring.
Oh, no, girl, you are not.
Let the wisest among you light the way. There, a light bulb and an old guy.
Does anybody know where I live?
But Candace, you just...
No, Stacy, it's real. These cookies know what's going to happen next. I can use them to bust my brothers. Thanks for the cookies,
Candace.
Hey, those cost a tenth of a cent apiece. So enjoy them in good health, I guess.
I like the fact that Stacy is a coffee drinker. That made me giggle. You got to put two and two together to figure it out, you know, because Doof stole all the coffee, and now Major Monogram's falling asleep. And in the next scene, you see Stacy. She's like dozing off, and she might be dozing off because Candace is boring the snot out of her. You know, it might also It might also be because she hasn't had her coffee today. At least that was my thought. And I was like, oh, well, I feel like I've learned something about Stacy now. I like the aerial area rug.
The song, yeah, that was a good song.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that it's an aerial rug that goes in the air. They don't actually call it a magic carpet. They just say aerial area.
Yeah.
It's not the only flying carpet in Disney cartoons.
No, they should have got that flying carpet, because that flying carpet was really magical.
Well, that was it. It's like, you know what? It's not like it's copyright infringement if they're owned by the same company. They could have totally ripped off A Whole New World.
Yeah. Instead, they ripped off Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf.
Really?
What?
Really?
No, I'm not a fan of Steppenwolf. Maybe if you hummed a few bars, I would recognize it.
Magic Carpet Ride. It has the psychedelic in middle part.
Oh.
Yeah,
Steppenwolf. It did not sound anything at all like Magic Carpet Ride.
No, the episode didn't, but that's where the title comes from. Yeah,
that one. I like that song. Yeah,
I love that song, actually.
Come with me, little girl. I want a magic carpet ride.
Right.
I dig that song.
Love that song.
I forgot it was Steppenwolf. But no, that song had nothing to do with this episode.
No, it didn't. It didn't have anything to do with the actual episode itself. That's where the title of the episode came from. Magic Carpet Ride is the name of the song.
It was an actual magic carpet. They were on a magic carpet.
I understand that, but... Yeah.
The whole living room rug got up and flew away. I mean, it's... Technically, it's a magic rug ride.
And flew away. That's true.
It's a magic rug ride. Okay, so I was just thinking about that. So the rug is flying through the air and it gets hit with the Stain-inator and turns purple.
Yep.
Yeah. And then lands back in the living room. I can't imagine how much trouble I would be in if I suddenly turned my living room rug purple. I would just...
Well, if you were married to Linda, she would say, oh, that looks so much better than tile.
Oh, I love her. We all. That's so much better than. It's like, where exactly is this that the obvious, alternative to carpet would be tile?
I don't know. I mean, they are both from Max Modem and Lynn Donna are both from the 80s, so.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe that's an 80s thing. I don't know. We pulled up all of our carpet and we got. We had hardwood floor underneath, so so we have hardwood. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know about purple, unless she's a huge Prince fan. In which case, that would.
In which case, let it rain.
It's a let it rain purple. I can't do Prince. Did you notice that the Doofenshmirtz's masterpiece also turned purple?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of what we saw, it got stained, but it had purple stain.
Yeah, because it was great.
We never saw the masterpiece.
No, yeah. We never actually saw the masterpiece.
It's disheartening, because I'm sure it was amazing. I can't imagine how...
Yeah, I'm sure it was amazing. Right. Amazing.
Like a nude self-portrait. Glad I didn't see that. Burn out my eyeballs.
Yeah, the sad thing is we've already seen... Go ahead. What?
What? No, we don't say that. That's awful. What? What?
The sad thing is we've already seen Doof pretty much all the way almost naked several times in this series. I mean, the whole video, I can't stop myself on roller skates, and he ends up in the toilet. And he's got his underwear on. He doesn't have any pants or a shirt. Yeah. So we've seen Doof pretty much almost fully nude in this show before. Thank God we haven't actually seen it, but
exactly, yeah. Maybe he's like nude on a horse or something, and that's considered a masterpiece. I was gonna say what ranking I gave this one, but then it occurred to me that we didn't give ranking to the previous one.
No, we do that at the end.
All right, then I will hold off on that.
Yes. Anything else for Magic Carpet Ride?
Well, another interior design crisis averted.
Have a seat, Dad.
What, some new video game, then?
You'll see.
Voice ignition system, acting. Microfilament omnidirectional jet grid, acting. Anti-gravity quantum state lift discs, active. We have liftoff in 4, 3, 2, 1.
Has the entire second floor always opened up like this?
We don't use it very often, but yeah.
Well, the starter's got nothing on this.
Patty the platypus just in time. Our flight is about to leave.
No. I kind of want to sing the Steppenwolf song now, you know, just because, you know, it's a good song. Now it's going to be in my head forever. Why do you do this?
What do you mean, why do I do this? Like, I mean,
you
don't
know. You brought up Steppenwolf. This is totally on you.
Well, I mean, because it's in the wiki. Like, you know, how am I?
Is
you
it? I read the wiki. I didn't see that.
See it. It's in the wiki.
Wiki is always like stretching so far to make connections. It's like, I don't see that connection. You guys are making shit up.
But they put so much hard work into it, so I don't think they would make that up.
No, I'm maybe they put too much work into it, and they just, I don't know. I'm sure someone's putting a lot of effort into it. They don't want to be disparaged. So
exactly. I mean, yeah. I put a hell of a lot of work into these podcasts, but I still suck at it.
And the people in the UK appreciate you. It's like, we need to stretch our audience a little.
I know I'm gonna get axed for this, but here you go.
I'm sorry. What am I listening to? There it is.
There it is. It's all I can do.
Oh, it's all. I'm not paying royalties for this.
I'm coming as fast as I can, Candace. I'm at your house. And what kind of emergency are we dealing with? A parent emergency? A Phineas and Ferb emergency? Oh my. A hair emergency. The worst kind. Oh, this is awful. Wait, what are these four long strands? And look at this shaved area. What's that all about? Is this a rolled up sock? Candace, who did this to you?
Stacy, I did it to myself.
Why?
Jeremy's mom is hosting a benefit for endangered animals this afternoon, and I wanted a new look.
So you want your hair to look like an endangered species?
No! There are all these hairdo how-to videos online. They make it look so easy.
Just brush it out, toss your head back, and voila! It's simplicious.
It's not simplicious! It's hard pleasure!
Candace, take it easy.
All right. Up next is Bad Hair Day. I mean, the title gives it away. Candace gets a bad haircut and must rely on Phineas and Ferb's hair-growing machine to correct it before she attends the endangered animal benefit with Jeremy and his mom. However, when Candace turns up the power, her hair grows much more than expected, and she is mistaken for a rare tangerine or orangutan. Meanwhile, Dr. Doofenshmirtz is developing his very, very, very bad innator.
That was just bad.
Oh, Lord.
You know, there's a movie on Netflix now called Bad Hair Day, and it's literally about evil hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I expected this to be about. I thought there might be like an evil hairinator. Turns your hair evil.
Yeah, guess not.
No, that's not how this episode turned out.
Nope, not at all. What did you like about this one?
Look at me! A tragic victim of internet hairstylists!
Sorry, I don't think there's anything I can do, but there are a couple of guys who could...
No, no way!
Are these chopsticks?
Oh, all right. Phineas and Ferb!
What do you think? We've been working on our spit takes all morning.
Yeah, you're hilarious. Listen, I need you two to get me out of this situation.
Why? Your hair looks simplicious.
Have you tried tossing your head back?
Look, I don't have time to explain. Just get me back to the way I was.
Okay, but I think you're making a mistake.
Hey, where's Perry? What? I'm like the only person who's never said it.
This is awful. I write terrible things. Endangered species hair. That's her hair. It's like an endangered species. She's got shaved parts, and she's got a rolled up sock in it. Mm-hmm. It's like she's manscaping her head.
Yeah.
Got a rolled up sock stuck in there.
And then chopsticks.
chopsticks, because, you know, of course you have those in there. it's not simplicious.
No, it's not simplicious.
I love that word. Simplicious. It's hardplicious.
Yeah.
Which is now my second favorite word. have you tried tossing your head back?
Yeah, exactly. Have you tried tossing your head back?
Tossing. Yeah, because that'll work 99.9% of the time. You know, it's like, it's kind of like the hair version of unplugging it and plugging it back in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because
that always works.
Oh, sure, yeah. It does. Right.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of Stacy in this one, and she actually gets to say that, hey, where's Perry?
What? I'm like the only person that's never said it.
I thought it was true. I read in the wiki that she had said it before, and I was like, man, you're like a fun pyre, you know? You just suck all the fun out of everything. Like, I thought it was a cool line, and the wiki's like, actually, you know, the wiki's like, had this neck beard, and actually, it's not. Like, shut up, wiki. Shut up.
Give we me love this. You, Phineas and Ferb Wiki. They should be paying us.
Well, I don't know.
For the free content that they give us.
Yeah, we should have to pay them because we actually read directly from the wiki.
Hey, I haven't read directly. I knew that line from my heart. I didn't have to read
the descriptions.
From the wiki. Okay, well, the descriptions. You know, okay, the descriptions, yes, I read from the wiki, but... I'm not actively going down this article telling you, oh, by the way, you know, Perry, there is no, there you are, Perry. Like, I'm not sitting here reading the episode summary. It's a brief description at the top.
And, you know, so, those descriptions come off the DVD box set, so it's not like you're stealing from them. I guess,
yeah.
I'm going to go with that.
And besides, it's a resource. I'm using it, you know. Sort of. I'm not like, you know, like I said, I'm not reading directly the whole, like, this podcast is now going to read from the entire Phineas and Ferb Wiki every cartoon episode. Stacy is running over to the Flynn Fletcher house to aid Candace for, anyway.
Just read the whole damn thing.
No.
You know, somebody put a lot of time writing that, and, absolutely. You know, I'm not one to talk because I've actually had content removed from YouTube for, you know, Hasbro's copyright, but, you know, we won't go there. the very, very Badinator.
Yeah, it's a compilation of all these other Badinators.
Good afternoon, H&P. For the past few days, our motion sensors have detected Dr. Doofenshmirtz rummaging around in his basement. So, last night we had Carl staked out down there behind his water heater.
It was horrible down there.
Carl.
I saw a rat give birth to a snail.
Just... tell him about Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz kept coming down and grabbing pieces of his oldinators from cardboard boxes. Oh, no. Brown recluse spiders favor dwelling in cardboard. Get it off! Get it off!
Get out there and find out what Doof is up to. Seriously, Carl, what a baby.
I think it laid eggs in my ear.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
like, what did you just give up? We are not even anywhere near halfway through season 3, and you just gave up, you know? It's like, come on. Oh, my God, yeah.
But the juxtaposition of the two plots and how, like... to me, it's more about how they got to where Doof was. Like, you know, Carl's this, you know, operative who was in Doof's basement and, you know, he's got spiders crawling in his ear and laying legs and whatever else. And Carl's scared to shit of spiders just like I am kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, Doof was in his basement. Like, the way that Carl said those lines, Doof was in his basement getting old Inator parts from boxes, it made me think of... Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, the old game show with Lynn Thigpen as the chief, where they would say a certain clue or something, and they would say it in that tone of, in 1977, this happened with George Lucas, and blah, blah, blah happened. You know, kind of, it was that kind of tone of, it's informational, but it's like a, know what kind of tone it is. But anyway, that's so when Carl was giving the report, I was like, oh, okay, I got it. Doof's really not doing anything today, but the main focus is the fact that Jeremy's mom is going to shoot Candace in the butt with a dart.
That's right.
Hawkeye Johnson coming at
you. Hawkeye Johnson.
My name isn't Hawkeye Johnson.
Jane Lynch. Jane Lynch, everybody.
Yep. Maybe she needs a pizza dog.
Who doesn't? Girlfriend, please. That might be my favorite line from the. I'm just going to go with that every time. Girlfriend, please.
Oh,
your hair is perfect.
Yeah.
Love that.
What else with bad hair day?
I was not expecting a tar and feathering. Or honey and furring.
Well, it's the only way we could get the awesome, awesome song that is shot in the butt with a dart.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
It should be shot in the butt with a dart.
It is.
Shot in the butt.
Have Steppenwolf, Bon Jovi that. Sing it.
Shot in the butt. You're to blame. All right. Lord. I can quit singing. We'll never find out what the very, very, very bad Nader does.
It didn't do anything because it was a combination of all his other failed Naders. I mean, that's like him putting in Nader as the in the name. There is nothing there.
It's just gonna fail. It disappeared over the horizon, and then something magnificent happened, and horrible things happened to billions of people, and we didn't see it.
Exactly. The name of the song is actually just With a Dart, but the line in the song is, I was shot in the butt with a dart.
With a dart. Shot in the butt! Not to blame!
Alright. Don't make me bring Jess Harnell in here, damn it.
Oh my god, he would nail that line.
I know he would.
Honestly, we should have him on the show just so we can sing along with him. Well, we go through all the songs because there's a song every episode.
True.
Yeah. And then the end was, I thought the end was funny. Where he's the rare tangerine orangutan sanctuary.
Yep.
he's dancing. And he can't get through a whole song because they keep shooting him in the butt.
that was funny.
Ah, good times.
Good times, good times.
So you and Stacy are going to a rock and roll memorabilia auction?
Well, yeah. They're going to be auctioning off one of the original Tiny Cowboy bobbleheads, the lefty one.
So I guess I won't be seeing you at the annual Danville Meatloaf Festival.
No, what's a meatloaf festival?
Oh, that's right. You were away at camp last summer when I won this.
Meatloaf Queen? Wow, that's pretty fancy.
And because my meatloaf was voted best at the festival last year, I have the honor of being one of the judges this year.
So you have the honor of eating other people's meatloaf all day?
Yeah, I'm living the dream.
All right, up next, we've got meatloaf surprise. Ugh, meatloaf.
Love meatloaf.
Ugh. Linda joins Jamie Oliver as one of the judges for Danville's... I don't know. Some UK dude. No clue. For Danville's meatloaf cook-off, as he stresses healthy eating and fresh ingredients. Meanwhile, Candace puts a bid on a prized souvenir resembling band members Nigel and Adrian from her favorite band, Tiny Cowboy.
Who?
They're not tiny and they're not cowboys. At the rock and roll memorabilia auction, but gets distracted when her brothers build a bounce house in their backyard. On the other side of town, Dr. Doofenshmirtz has plans to enter his family meatloaf recipe into the competition using hate as the special ingredient. Yeah, that's kind of a thing.
Put a little hate in everything I'd make.
Yep. Everybody deserves a hate plague. I'm a Peppa. Don't you want to be a Peppa too? Oh, come on. You're a Transformers guy. You got my Wreck-Gar reference.
I got it. Right, man. I am catching what you were throwing, and sure. I got it. I don't know if everyone else got it. I got it.
Jamie Trevor Oliver, MBE, is a British chef and restaurateur. He is known for his approachable cuisine, which has led him to front numerous television shows and open many restaurants. And yes, I read that right from Wikipedia.
Right
from
Wiki, Google. Yeah.
Yep.
He's the British Bobby Flay.
I guess, yeah.
Bobby Flay. Who's the other guy that's always cussing at his sous chefs?
That's
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay. Can't stand that guy. Yeah.
No, I think he's hilarious. I actually, Christy and I went to the Gordon Ramsay restaurant in Vegas when we were there, and
it was really good.
You know, we went to the Bobby Flay Burger Place too, and it was really good.
Cool.
I was surprised. Well, you know, I don't know. It's hard to find a bad restaurant in Vegas.
I don't know. I've never been.
Oh, you wouldn't like it.
So, Meatloaf surprise.
Meatloaf everything. Meatloaf ice cream. Meatloaf themed attractions and rides.
Hey, at least the Meatloaf ice cream didn't have a side of cockroach in it.
Ew. Yeah. Sentient ice cream.
Stop it. Don't even.
Ice cream made of meat.
What happened?
We were just at the bounce house down at the Meatloaf Festival. And I was there, you know, having a good time. And suddenly. Later. Gotta go. And even though it was funny, I still kind of wish that the bounce house was still there. You know, for the little kids.
Buford's right.
I am?
Even though they're made for little kids, there's something about a bounce house that you can't resist. What if bounce houses were made for bigger kids?
Hey!
Slightly bigger kids. And what if they just happen to be totally amazing? I stand before you today, and I hereby declare that little health herb? That nobody has yet done justice to the bounce house concept, and that it is up to us to show the world what a bounce house can truly be. For if not us, then who? If not now, when? And if not when, then something else. Gentlemen, I know what we are going to do today, but first, answer me this.
I love, it was like a booth that said meat juice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but then again, I really like gravy, so I'm not sure. I mean, maybe they're selling meat juice to put on your meatloaf, which is fantastic.
I don't think that
they had a lot of.
Word, yeah, I don't think the stuff. Word gravy is what am I looking for here? A trademark. Oh. So you wouldn't have to necessarily just say meat juice. You could say gravy.
Well, unless that's not what they mean, in which case,
true.
Gross. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's like most the majority of this episode is all about this meatloaf convention. Meatloaf, what was it called? A meatloaf memorabilia? No, meatloaf something day.
Oh, you know, what is it? It's meatloaf. Danville's Meatloaf Festival cook-off.
There you go. It's a meatloaf festival, which, again, it was very meatloaf centric and completely overlooked the fact that the boys actually built something. And until it showed up there. And
true.
But the fact that they built a bounce house when they already built a fun house this season, like a couple episodes ago, seemed a little redundant.
But you got to understand, though. The reason why they did it. They were trying to help out Buford because Buford blew up the other kid's bounce house at the Meatloaf Festival. Remember in the very beginning? He comes he up running, grabs Baljeet and said, "Hey, we gotta go." I'm like, okay, sure. And then, you know, so he says, "Yeah, I wish I had a bounce house again." And they build him the bounce house. They take it to the fair. The kids get like 2 seconds before he pops it again because he loves Buford's a bully. That's who he is, and that's what he is, and whatever. I mean, you know, you only
he didn't
get
want
to
a bounce
one,
house. He wanted a house to pop.
Yeah, exactly. You only get one good deed a year. Yeah, well, yeah. You only get one good deed a year to get on Santa's nice list.
That's right. Oh, man. Candace manages to ruin another cell phone.
Of course.
Another one. That's like number six now. And then and it's like, why does she need another cell phone if she had the cell phone that they just made her that would teleport her?
Mm-hmm.
Would love a teleporting cell phone. It would be awesome. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah. You go anywhere you want.
Yep.
Yep. Doofenshmirtz has a rotteninator in order to win the meatloaf competition, and he ends up shooting his own meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. And he even tried. Oh, it can't be that bad. I think somebody's going to have to call the paramedics. Oh, shit, Doofenshmirtz.
Like, this can't be that bad. I think I need a stomach pump. How do you feel about being intubated? No, that's not on my list of things to do today, but okay.
Yeah, no.
Is Tiny Cowboy an actual band? Mm-hmm. Or is it like Bowling for Soup, which is like the house band? Season 3 house band?
I'm not sure.
No. Because, I mean, they actually sing at the end. But I don't know if it's... I don't know if Nigel and Adrian are real. That's like, maybe it's like a UK, maybe it's a real band in the UK, but we don't know about it here. Or maybe I'm just old and I don't know who the hell Tiny Cowboy is. It's like, you know, half the time I don't know what singer is on the radio at any given time because I don't know who they are. I don't listen to the new stuff. What are all the kids listening to today? Tiny Cowboy. All right. Whippersnappers.
Yeah, it seems like they're just a band for the series. It does not say anything about... Yeah.
All right. Bowling for Soup, everyone.
Yes. All right. You know, go ahead.
Oh, no.
What?
I'm mad.
What are you mad about now?
Because they could have had meatloaf in this episode.
Oh, Lord. No. Nope. We're going to take a quick break, come back with ratings after this, folks. No.
Meatloaf. The actual guy. He could have sang.
But no. No. You needed a fake British band to do that.
Nope. Meatloaf. That man's a national treasure.
Okay, sure. This podcast is a lemon, and I want my money back. Anyway, anything else?
You get what you pay for, people, and in this case, you get my opinion. Classic hard rock.
Oh, Lord. Anything else for Meatloaf?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, we are going to take a quick break, come back with ratings, and to close the show out after this.
Behold, the Staininator! What's it for, you ask? I'll tell you on the way.
DeCian, the superhero webcomic. DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at DeCian.com. DASIEN.com.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so flighty.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Yay! Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's got to be good.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week, we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film. Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Liar, liar, pantalones del fuego.
We are back, and it is time to rate these, oh boy, four cartoons, or two cartoons, but four individual cartoons here. What are you going to give? What was that first one? Oh yeah, Candace Disconnected.
I liked it. It was a lot of fun. Vanessa made an appearance, and that always gets an extra point in my book. So I'm going to give this one a 4.
I am also going to give it a 4. Well, yeah. Yeah. The rating system link is in every... Well, I need to actually start putting that in there. Anyway, yeah, I'm also going to give it a 4. I really dug it. I thought it was cool. I thought it was interesting. Even though I'm not a fan of Norm's prototype head, thank God he only makes one or two other appearances after this. I love the thing with the pick me up inator or whatever it's called, and I thought that was really cool. And you know, Doof is actually making something that is going to help because he's trying to figure out how he's going to stop Perry from stopping him. But he still has to pick up his daughter while his wife's in knee surgery, apparently. Or ex-wife, I should say. Ex-wife is in knee surgery, so there's that. Magic Carpet Ride. What do you give it?
This one gets a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
It wasn't... I was going to say, I didn't like the song as much, right, as the other ones. But I still liked it. And I like Chinese food, and that made an appearance, so 3.
You'd better believe it, art killer.
I like it because they're doing something with their dad, and I think that's cool every time Lawrence gets involved. And Doof and his whole shtick, I thought that was hilarious. But I will give it a 3.5, most likely.
Oh, man. Okay, then.
Full half point. Bad Hair Day.
Bad Hair Day. I'll give this one a 3 out of 5 for a Sasquatch sighting.
But it's a rare tangerine orangutan.
That's rare. How rare is it? Aren't they all orange?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't pay attention to monkeys. Yeah. I will also give this one 3.5. I liked it. I thought it was cool. I thought it was fun seeing Mrs. Johnson in on the action, but it's not my... It's not a favorite.
No, nowhere near. I mean, I don't think it was a 2, even though the innator was kind of phoned in. You know?
Yeah.
But, definitely a 3.
What about Meatloaf Surprise?
Oh, man. You know, I'd give it a 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
Even Tiny Cowboy can't bring this one up to par.
It's an episode about Meatloaf, and he wants to win a meatloaf competition by turning other people's meatloaf rotten. He's basically trying to cheat. This gets a 1. No.
Oh, wow. Wow, really?
Yeah.
I didn't actively dislike it. I mean, what I think it is.
Just as I'm talking through the logic of Doofenshmirtz's scheme of turning other contestants' meatloaf rotten when he in actuality turns his own rotten, and then he eats it anyway when he knows he shouldn't. No. He doesn't get away with... No. Huh? I don't know.
All right. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Whoa. Yeah.
All right, then. That's harsh.
Yeah, What are you going to do? Any final thoughts on these four cartoons here, sir?
You know, if people who don't like meatloaf, it's only because you haven't tried my meatloaf.
Do you even make meatloaf? Meatloaf. What's a meatloaf? Oh, Lord. Now we're...
Meatloofah.
I was going to say...
Rub it on your body.
Yeah, now I'm going to get meatloofah ads on Facebook.
I kind of hope so.
I kind of hope not. And if I do, it's all your fault. Curse you, Michael Wilson.
Exactly. Don't say anything about it around She Who Must Not Be Named, because it will go straight to the Facebook gods.
All right, we're going to get the heck out of here. Thank you for joining us here on Falca. There are some ways to get in contact with us. Early feedback for the show, you can visit the website geekcastradio.com and leave comments on our posts. Thank you to Graham for leaving some comments and questions and things like that. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. We only have 2 iTunes reviews, and one of them isn't really a review at all. I don't understand some of these people that try to write iTunes reviews, and they just are nothing. Like it. Anyway, follow us on Twitter.
You're only saying that because it was a 1. Yeah.
No. It wasn't a 1-star review at all. It was just like a 1-word thing. It wasn't like a good word.
Well, if it's 5 stars, who cares what they write?
True, but still, you know,
it's the goodness of their hearts that we should appreciate those 5-star reviews,
right? Even though there are only 2,
even if they're inarticulate.
And there are only 2 of them. One of them is actually good. The other one is just a word, and it is whatever. Anyway, follow us on Twitter.
One fan in the UK, 5-star review on.
Now, see, I wouldn't be able to see that. No. See, this is...
Cheers.
No. See, I wouldn't be able to see that. So if we do have any fans in the UK and you do use iTunes, please email us feedback@geekcastradio.com and let us know, because iTunes is region locked, and I only see what U.S. people
say. Really?
Yeah. I actually have to talk to my Canadian people to get the Canadian. Yeah, iTunes is region locked.
From Canada.
I don't know if there are actually other iTunes reviews out there from other countries in this pandemic infested world we live in.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TFG and Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
PeconCT Michael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on the next 2 episodes, well, the next full episode of Phineas and Ferb featuring Tri-Stone Area and Doof Dynasty. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
We will catch you next time here on Palka.
When's the bunny get here with all the eggs? Huh? Yeah, Easter Island? Huh? Oh, man, where's that bird with the rim shot app when you need him?